What's up, y'all? Thank you so much for joining Tenure Talk today. I'm your host, Katie McEwen, and I am so excited to introduce you to our guest today. It's Mark Reffin. Mark, you've had an incredible year so far. Just watching you on LinkedIn, it seems like every day there's new and exciting things that are happening with you and your career.
Wild.
And everything's blowing up.
So. I'm blessed.
I'm anxious to hear about you and learn a little bit about your, you know, what you're doing right now and your role and what your goals are and what you're doing right now.
Yeah, I mean, let's start at the beginning. So who am I? I am a founder and owner of two different companies. One is called Negotiations Ninja, which a lot of people know me for, the podcast that I run, number one negotiation podcast in the world. And that's been going great. It's fantastic. And about 8 or 9 months ago, I started a new business called Content Callout, which is a content marketing agency. And we work with a number of different tech entrepreneurs to push their content out and make them more well-known in the world. And so both of those organizations are fun and exciting, and I'm blessed to have an amazing team and be involved in some pretty wild and crazy stuff like Procurement Foundry and Forge and 10-year talks, for example. And I'm really excited because I'm the first one, right? Like I'm the first podcast guest that you have.
You are. You're my very first one.
Number one.
Yes.
Number one.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's always
Although,
nice having
now,
a friend to
just
help.
For the listeners, I want you to know, like we took some survey details from the Forge conference that we recently ran. And I'm not number one. My panel is not number one. Katie's apparently is number one. I'm not happy about that, Katie. I'm a bad loser, but I'm happy for you. I'm just not happy for me.
Are you happy, though? I don't feel like you're happy.
No, I'm not. You're right. No. I'm not happy.
Well, you know, maybe I can send you some scotch or something to help, you know, numb the pain.
Yeah, just dull my sorrows.
Because this might continue to happen, so I might just keep you on an ongoing.
What do you mean it's
going
to continue to happen? You think now you're tough dog? You're going to lay down? No way. I love it. Well done. I'm so proud of you.
Thank you so much. Well, it's so fun to just have this opportunity and just be able to have the chance to do that. It was just awesome. And
totally.
The panel was incredible. I mean,
yeah.
Those guys,
you had some amazing
so real
guests,
and,
really amazing
yeah.
guests.
Yeah. Yeah. And maybe you didn't, you know, I mean, you know how feeling.
Wow. Wow. Is that salt that I'm feeling in that wound? Oh yeah. Uh-huh. All right. Yeah. That's good. Yeah, this is working out great so far. Hey, I don't know if this 10-year talks thing is going to work, Katie. I think we should just shut it down.
Let's just cut it. Maybe I should do my own thing. Whatever, Mark. Whatever. I want to know who is responsible for making you who you are. Who was your mentor? Who was your coach? Who was the person that instilled in you who you are and put you on this path that you're on?
That's a big question. I don't know if there's any one person, so I'm going to name more than one.
Okay.
My wife, first and foremost, is the most incredible, trusting, faithful person in my life. When I told her, hey, I got this idea to quit my job and start a business, want to do it? And she's like, sure, whatever, let's go for it. There was like zero doubt in her mind. It was just like, let's go, let's do it. And that was incredible. So I'm super blessed to have a very supporting wife and amazing kids. There are two people business-wise that have really helped me a lot in everything that I do. Number one, his name is Marty Park. He's my business coach and my mentor. And I talk with him every single week to figure out new strategies, techniques, things that I can do to drive my business forward, to be more focused on my clients, more focused on the people that I work with. And number two is a guy named Dominic Rubino, who's actually a cousin of mine, and he's equally as important in my life. And he's just been a super supportive guy throughout everything that I've done. He's run both of those guys, Marty and Dom, have both started and run multiple seven-figure businesses. So it's, yeah, I'm blessed to have some amazing guidance.
Yeah, for sure. Now, how long have you been married?
10 plus years. Yeah, it was 10 years last year. So yeah, it's been
congratulations.
It's been wild. Yeah, we were high school sweethearts.
Gosh, look at that.
Amazing.
Look at that. So you graduated high school like 10 years ago.
Yeah, I'm young. I'm super young.
I thought so. You come off that way.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah, no, we've been together for a really long time, but married only for 10 years.
That's awesome. That's awesome. So what do you think the most innovative thing you've seen in the last 12 months is in your space?
I'm going to sound super biased, but I think Procurement Foundry is probably the most innovative thing I've seen in the last 12 months. In that it was right product, right place, right time. Everything just worked out. And we've seen that with the growth that the Foundry has experienced in the community and all the sharing. And with everything that happened with COVID-19, how everyone was able to like come together and start sharing ideas, start sharing knowledge. Like there were literally conversations of people saying, hey, I got a C-can of N95 masks coming in tomorrow. I don't need all of them. I'm going to take some of that supply. I'm going to drop ship it at your company. You guys distribute it. And it was just this amazing coordination of efforts to help each other and to be sort of that center for the industry. And yeah, I'm just loving everything on there. And if we're not going to talk about Procurement Foundry, if I'm not going to be biased, which is my tendency, then I would probably say the guys at Fair Market are kicking ass. Their automated bid platform is unreal. The folks, Edmund Zagorin and his company, what they're doing with bidding is insane. All the stuff that's happening at Tealbook is ridiculous. Mm-hmm. There's so much happening right now in our industry that it's hard to name just one thing.
Right. Well, I mean, I agree with you about Procurement Foundry. I mean, I don't think that there's a platform of people out there that can share ideas and grow professionally and help each other out. I mean, how each professional has helped each other find supplies, you know, with everything going on right now. I mean, people have had to be really creative and think outside the box to get what they need. And they need to tap into that network. And it's like Procurement Foundry came around at the perfect time just to kind of help bridge that gap.
Yeah, exactly.
That's
totally
so
agree
good.
With you.
So good. So what's one unique thing about you that nobody knows about? Maybe your wife. She can know.
Well, the things that my wife knows will never be repeated in public.
That's probably smart.
What is the one unique thing that not a lot of people know about me? Well, so not a lot of people know that I was born and raised in South Africa. And I moved from South Africa to Canada when I was 17. And the vast majority of my family still lives there and I still have a lot of friends there. And it's still very much a part of my life and who I am.
Have you taken your kids?
Not yet. Yeah, not yet. I think they're still a little bit young. It's a big trip. Like it's 48 hours of flying essentially. Like it would take 2 days to get there. And 24 hours of legitimate flight time.
Wow.
It's a big trip to get there from where we live, but it's a beautiful country. They'll go one day. They need to understand their roots.
Yeah, for sure. And how old are your kids?
5 and 3.
You've got two boys, right?
Yeah, they're chaos on legs. Chaos on legs. Hard
Do
to keep track of.
Do not put them on an airplane.
No, not for
Speaking
that long.
For everyone
not
on
for that,
that
long.
Airplane.
Absolutely
do
not. Otherwise, we're going to start slipping gravel into their drinks to try and knock them out. I mean, we would never do that. Like, we would never do
that.
People,
work?
Don't do that with your kids. Don't do that with your kids. Consult professional medical help.
Crush up Benadryl. Don't do that either. So what's one piece of advice that you could give to people that are trying to claw up the ranks and be like you, to have this kind of success?
Don't be like me. listen.
Don't do it.
Yeah, don't do it. I'm not a good employee. I cause a ruckus pretty much wherever I go. So I'm not a great example of someone you should look to climb up the corporate ladder. If you want to start your own business, I can give you loads of advice. But in terms of climbing up the corporate ladder, you should probably look to someone significantly more successful at that than I am. However, if you want to leave what you're doing and start your own business, I will tell you that it is the single best decision that I have ever made outside of marrying my wife and having kids.
Wow.
And that decision to go out on my own has not been without significant struggle and significant hardship, but it was all worth it. Like the money and the climb and all that is great, but who I have become in the process of going through that is significantly better. And the amount that I've learned about business, the amount that I've learned about entrepreneurship, and the amount that I've learned about, I hate to sound cliche, but like hustle is really, really valuable to me. And now I feel like I've figured out, to some extent, I feel like I've figured out the formula. So if you took it all away tomorrow, then I could just start over, which is that security, to have that security, knowing that is, yeah, it's a powerful, powerful feeling. It feels real good.
Does it take, or does it require a certain amount of faith to become an entrepreneur?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, if you don't have religion, you're going to find it pretty quick when you're an entrepreneur. And it doesn't really matter what you believe in. But I think that if you want to go on that journey and you want to do that, and if like you feel like you can't breathe without starting something or doing something, which is how I felt. Like I felt like I was being suffocated in a full-time job. If you feel that way, then you won't regret it. There's the saying that at the end of your life, you're going to regret the things that you didn't do versus the things that you did do. And that kept playing over and over and over and over in my head going through the working life. And eventually I got to a point where I was just like, I got to do this. I have to do this. And I did. Not without significant hardship and significant struggle and a lot of psychological and emotional stress as well. But I wouldn't trade that for the world. It's been an amazing journey, and it's still going. And that's the great part of it, is that I get to do new and cool things every day, and it's awesome.
Absolutely. And now you're able to mentor others and push other people out of their comfort zone.
I don't know if anyone should take mentorship from me. I think that's like the worst idea. It's beneficial having gone through this now, now that I sort of know what some of the struggles might be. It's going to get hard. Like it's this kind of a chart, right? And you can't see that because of my background, but it's up and down and up and down, but it's always going up. And that's super fun. I love it. And I love change. So I don't know if I could live any other way now. So for me, it's the right path. Some people it might not be. And that's cool. We need people to steady the ship. So if you're happy with what you're doing right now, awesome. Kudos. Great for you. It just wasn't the right path for me.
Yeah. And those pitfalls and those struggles, they're just going to show you in the future that what you overcame in the past, you're going to overcome again.
Totally.
And it's exactly. Never going to be as bad as it was in the beginning. So you might as well just keep trucking along.
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
Well, that's awesome, Mark. Well, it was great getting to talk to you and learn a little bit more about you. And I'm so excited for your future, excited to see all the new things that you're going to do. I know it's going to be amazing. So Thank you so much for
having me on. I am so stoked that I am the first one of this podcast that you're running. And I am so happy that you are the host, because I think you are the perfect host for this.
I am thrilled
to be witness to the growth that you're going to have as a result of this.
Well, thank you so much. Thank you so much. So no hard feelings over the ratings, right?
No, still hard
feelings.
You
can squash that, right?
No. That water has not gone under the bridge yet.
I'll send you Scotch.
Awesome. Well, thanks for having me, Katie.
Of course. And thanks for everyone who tuned in today. We really appreciate you watching the show. Go out there and have a very blessed week.